Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Now Jesus is the door to freedom. He's the gate to the life called eternal. He made the way. He spoke the truth. He said, I'm the life. Choose this day who you'll serve. What path will you now choose? What road?
Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that prepares you for the end of days, preparing you to stand, therefore, Ephesians 6:14. On this program, you get the truth instead of the false, found in today's crazy old mixed-up world, and from a lot of ministries also. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your tithes and love gifts and offering support, just as a true spiritual church needs them, without which neither the church or this program can exist, and that's the truth. Please pray and ask the Lord if He would have you support this program, and then just respond as the Lord directs you in your prayers. You can send cash, just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Pray over it and send it. Yahweh will get it to me. Amen. And I'm the only one, by the way, who opens the mail, so don't worry about that. Now, for our last days, end times, quick Bible study, King James Version, from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 6, 7, and 8. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Watchman comment. My, oh my. Verse 8 hit the head of today's nail. Harden not your hearts. My. So many today are allowing their hearts to harden as the great falling away, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3, tears through a fallen world. Amen. Verse 7 tells us, as the Holy Ghost saith, original King James Version, by the way, if you will hear his voice. But, my friends, the problem is not that his voice is not speaking. No, no, no. It is, are you even trying to listen? And that's the true truth. God is always speaking. Yahweh speaks always. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6 tells you that the Christ is a son over his own house. The word son indicates Christ was born of his Father in heaven, symbolically referencing the fifth kingdom of Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. And in the book of Enoch, 2nd century, it is used of Christ. And also, son is used that he might designate himself as the head of the human family whose house we are, so the verse said. Now, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 3 says this, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end, we will be delivered from the grasp of the evil one in the end of days ahead. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our hearts on this program so we may go up together on that last day when Christ comes again. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. 2-0. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am. Has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light."
Yea, saith the Lord, the winds that twist and turn will become stronger as the summer approaches. And though rain will come, drought will again hit the land. It will seem funny because rain has come, yet the drought is still there and getting worse. But all these things I say unto you must come to pass, for the end days, the last times, are here, saith the Lord.
Now let's learn about prophecy in one of my True Truth quick Bible studies from the King James Version. Because on this program, you get the True Truth, not the thoughts of doctrines of mere men. Luke chapter 16, verses 29, 30, and 31. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." And he said unto him, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." Watchman comment, my, oh, my. What a rebuke concerning prophets of those who will not hear, as we discussed on our End Times quick study a moment ago on this program. The example here is as the rich man died and went to hell. In hell, he then knew of his mistakes, and in the verses I just read, the rich man who lived the luxurious life pleaded to have his brethren warned so they would not end up in hell. But the rebuke came, quote, "Even if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead," end quote. Possibly a reference to Christ Jesus. Luke chapter 16, verse 25. "But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented." So, my dear listening friends, do not fret that you are not receiving all the desirable things of your earthly life from this world, like the rich man did, for they could corrupt you like they corrupted him and sent him hell-bound. If your earthly life is more likened unto the beggar, be not shaken, my friends. Remain steadfast in your faith. Do not want. Do not waver. Just stand firm. Do not falter. Do not fall. In a similar situation mentioned in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6, it says, "But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end." So, my dear listening friends, stand therefore, holding fast to the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. And the end is coming quite soon, don't you know? Let me share another one of my favorite verses with you before I leave this quick study. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." If you only have faith when you can see the evidence, it's not faith at all, my friends. Faith is when you can't see the evidence, but you know in your knower that it's coming. Hallelujah, amen. Hang on to that verse and get right and get ready. Hallelujah, glory to God. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. "The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand." So, as I said, get right and get ready. My friends, Joan, PA, CBK, Illinois, Alex, Virginia, Bobby, Virginia, and Juanita, Virginia, they all obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for this program, for both the Wednesday night and Saturday morning repeat. Father, I just pray, bless all of them, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. Just bless them, Lord, mightily. They all have needs, Lord God. Meet each and every one of their needs. Give them good health and good jobs and good places to live, I pray. And also, Father, bless all the listeners as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. My friends, please pray and ask the Lord if you should send something to help support this program and also this coming Saturday Signs program, as there is truly a need to cover radio time. Enough said. Let's pull some right out of the fire. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Are sounds coming out of heaven? Among the many strange phenomena we're watching today, a new development has emerged. There is a mystery afoot. Around the world, people have begun to hear strange sounds in the skies and in the earth. Bone-chilling, unexplainable, echoing, resonating, harmonic, crashing, metallic clamoring, rackets. It has forced many to think again about the coming apocalypse. And anything that causes them to think about the apocalypse in my book is a good thing. As my wife Sharon would say, it's a good thing. All over the world, people are experiencing strange music and noise from the earth and the firmament above. Sometimes it comes from the sky as droning trumpets that sound notes in lower to middle registers, but are nevertheless musical in nature. People are swept into a state of emotion. Some reports have them thinking of the end of the world, Judgment Day. And that's not all. There are growing numbers of reports on sounds of an entirely different type. These are explosions that come without any warning and are heard for a few days, then fall silent once again. Sometimes they appear to come from underground. Often they seem to come from just outside a living room or bedroom wall, reported to resemble the sound that might result from the head-on crash of two speeding locomotives. They come at so high a volume that they should be heard all over very long distances, but this is not always the case. Furthermore, though unbelievably loud to the immediate hearers, they seldom, if ever, register traces on local seismographs. Watchman comment, I do not know what those sounds are, but whatever it is that gets people thinking about the end of days, it works for me. How about you? Hallelujah, amen. Get ready, come soon, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Continuing. Did you know that in America's DHS, Department of Homeland Security, many are homosexuals or queers? Back in June 7, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, held a gay-themed event called June Pride Ceremony. DHS Pride, the group that was behind the event, is a DHS, Department of Homeland Security, employee association that represents gays, lesbians, bisexual, and transgendered individuals working within Department of Homeland Security's ranks. My, oh, my. This government we have is not only corrupt, it's sick. Watchman comment, although I was just commenting, maybe now you will believe those who say they felt violated by the TSA pat-downs at airports. Makes you wonder how many TSA agents are gay, homosexuals, queers. Continuing. Coke bottles may require a cancer warning label if drink ingredients are not changed. Back in January, the state of California added to its list of cancer-causing chemicals an ingredient commonly used in flavored soda beverages, which has sent major shockwaves throughout the processed food industry. And according to numerous reports, Coca-Cola, Pepsi Company, and even Whole Foods are having to alter their soda beverage recipes in order to avoid being required by the state of California to label their products as causing cancer. Oh, brother. Watchman comment. You need to stay away from all these carbonated sodas and drinks because they are not good for you. They are harmful. Continuing. The cancer-causing chemical in question is 4-methylimidazole, or 4-MI, a byproduct formed during the production of caramel color, an additive commonly used in processed cola beverages. Watchman comment, It is said it is possible to make caramel color without 4-MI. So then why have beverage producers continued to knowingly produce the toxic variety? Could it be some form of world elitist population control? It is no big secret, in other words, that 4-MI is an undesirable byproduct of the caramel color manufacturing method long used by both Coca-Cola and Pepsi Company. How about that? Will that stop you from drinking carbonated drinks? It should. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Russia has world's largest nuke arsenal, 10,000 warheads. Russia, which is helping Iran's nuclear projects, has the most nuclear warheads of any country in the world, says a Stockholm Institute. Worldwide, there are an estimated 19,000 nuclear warheads held by 8 countries, and Russia has over half of them. The list of countries includes Israel, which the Institute estimates has 80 nuclear warheads. The United States has the second largest nuclear arsenal with 8,000 nuclear warheads. Watchman comment, that is half again the amount that Russia now has. I told you, I warned you, when Obama was destroying our nukes, and it was in the news, that Russia would not keep up with it like Obama said they would. Now we have less. Over half less than Russia does. That's a big problem. It's not as much of a deterrent as it used to be when we had more. This is a big part of the Obama drama. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? I warned you many times as Obama destroyed America's nukes. I also warned Russia would not destroy her nukes. Now America is second. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Court says Christians can be ordered to violate beliefs. A ruling from Judge Timothy L. Garcia in the New Mexico Court of Appeals says states can require Christians to violate their faith in order to do business, affirming a penalty of nearly $7,000 for a photographer who refused to take pictures of a lesbian commitment ceremony in the state where the same-sex marriage was legal. Watchman comment, sounds like a Nazi police state to me. Do you believe the warnings of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? New Mexico is part of America, and I told you this was coming to America. A very dangerous legal precedent has been set, don't you know? And it's not going to be good for Christians or for you and me. Continuing. Uncovered epidemic of fake doctorates and graduate degrees from online diploma mills. The diploma mill known as Richmond's University appears to be cited in hundreds of online resumes from people who have attained surprisingly high positions in our society. For example, one man named Roy managed to acquire a fake doctorate in nuclear engineering from Richmond's University, and he went on to be awarded government contracts based on that diploma. He was later persecuted for fraud. A New Jersey man, a Dr. Kenneth, claims to have received a doctorate degree in chemical engineering, 2004 PhD, magna cum laude, Richmond's University, London, England. Richmond's University does not exist as a real entity. The entire thing is fabricated. This is an online diploma mill that produces academic credentials which appear to be legitimate and are designed to fool prospective employers or anyone else inquiring about a person's academic achievements. TSA officers, by the way, dress up in costumes of real police officers for exactly the same reason. In truth, they aren't sworn officers at all. They are not real officers. They take no oaths of office, they have no law enforcement training, and they technically have no authority whatsoever, operating in total violation of the U.S. law and our Bill of Rights. Continuing. Watchmen, this is the USA mainstream liberal communist socialist media. Liberal radio host Bill Press announced on his show that he was embarrassed every time he hears the national anthem and was on a major crusade to get rid of the Star Spangled Banner. Bill Press, quote, "There is so much wrong with it. I don't know where to start," Press said. "It's an abomination, among other abominations," Press cited, "that the anthem is not singable because it is 2 octaves, contains military jargon like bombs bursting in air and rockets' red glare," end quote. Press was also bothered by the phrase, "home of the brave." Are we the only ones that are brave on the planet, Press asked? I think it's stupid. I'm embarrassed every time I hear it. Watchman comment, "Well, Bill Press, I'm embarrassed every time I hear you. You are a sick man, Bill Press, but your heart is so hard you don't even know it. The Bible speaks of stony hearts, don't you know? And you've got one." Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters, or both as the program finishes. My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this month to help pay the bills for radio time. This program is listener-supported, and truly it is the only way it can stay on the air is if you help. Any small amount will do. Many small amounts add up to keep one program on the air, like tonight's program and all its many sponsors. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Will I find your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week? Would you pray with me about that? I'm praying. How about you? Please write, sign spelled S-I-G-N-S, just like it sounds, signs, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L. E. New York, abbreviate that NY. Zip, get that right, it's real important. 13797. That address we'll repeat in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in a truly unfree world of today. Now for our ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Throughout Colorado, my friends, and New Mexico, forest fires are burning out of control. I'm sure you've heard about that. Yet even as these raging fires consume the forests, something is quietly going on to prepare their very renewal. You see, there is an unusual species of evergreen called lodgepole pine that grows in great numbers throughout Northwest America, especially in Yellowstone Park. A fascinating aspect of this lodgepole pine is the uniqueness of its cones. Lodgepole pine cones may stay on the tree for years before they fall off, unlike other pine trees, which fall off every year. And even when they do fall, they will not open to release their seed. Why not? Well, until they are in the presence of intense heat, then they can release their seeds. What could explain this remarkable ability? Why, it's Almighty Yahweh, who designed nature, even in its fallen condition, which includes devastating forest fires. And Yahweh has pre-prepared these lodgepole pines for their subsequent renewal by designing a tree whose reproduction requires the agent of its own destruction, fire. So even as trees, wildlife, and all the living things are being destroyed in a forest blaze, the seeds of renewal are also being released for the resurrection of forest life. Because, of course, since the seeds of the lodgepole pine are actually released by the fire, the lodgepole pines are the first to grow in an area that's been burned. In each of our own lives, my friends, there are areas that need to be or are already being burned up, consumed by the refining fire of God's Holy Spirit. Yet Yahweh has also provided for a renewal in you and me, a seed of something brand new, which can only be birthed by intense heat. This new seed, however it manifests in our lives, represents the resurrection life of Christ, which emerges in the presence of his purifying fire. So the lodgepole pine is a picture for you and for me of resurrection and hope in the midst of fiery trials. My precious listening friends, let's endure our fiery trials with great hope, allowing Yahweh to consume everything in us which does not serve his glory. With so much work to be done, we must not despise the cleansing process of Almighty Yahweh, even if it means a lot of heat in our lives. So get right and get ready, as did Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, if you remember them, in the fiery furnace. That's a Bible story. Just remember, though, that Jesus joined them in that fiery furnace, and they all came out unsinged by that ordeal. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in right now today. Instead, you will be blessed and you will be ready. But it takes an effort on your part. And as I always say, get right and get ready. So get that effort a-going. Please tune in this coming Saturday morning for a repeat of this Wednesday program on frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. That's in the morning on WWCR transmitter CR2. That's 7490 Saturday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Then tune in again on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program on frequency 4840, followed by a repeat of that same Saturday evening program on Monday night, frequency 9265 at 9:30 p.m. That's 9265 Monday evenings, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. All one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from either website. And while you're there, you can re-listen to this program if you like, and over 100 more. Thanks for tuning in to the International Signs Radio Program, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you please pray and ask the Lord if He would have you support Signs Radio? Other programs have so many supporters. Signs only has a few, and I'm always struggling to get the radio bills paid. Yes, I know I picked up another program when I'm hurting for support, but I pray and I obey. Yahweh said, do it. So I obeyed. It's an open contract. I can cancel it at any time. But maybe you are one Yahweh would have help support Monday nights and keep it on the air. Here is the address to write again. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. New York, abbreviate NY, zip 13797.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, excellent program. Enjoyed it immensely. Northwestern Ohio, Dave speaking. Maranatha.
Thank you, Brother Dave. Be blessed, my brother. Really appreciated your call. Maranatha.
You're coming in good in Gulfport, Mississippi. Maranatha. Bye.
My, oh my, I certainly appreciated those calls. Would you take the time to give me a call and bless me back? I'd sure appreciate it. It sure helps me when I hear from all my friends who are listening out there. Thank you so very, very much, my friends. God bless you. Now my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you're listening, it truly, truly, truly does bless me, and it helps keep Signs on the air. There has not been many calls lately, so you should be able to get through easily. But if you do get a busy signal, hit your redial until you can get through. Here comes the number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. A recorder will answer. Repeating that number, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in, and my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support to keep this program on the air. May Yahweh bless you, and bless you, and bless you. Remember, you are loved. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.